Heavy machinery has been called in to begin the grim job of lifting heavy concrete away from the pile of wreckage of the Rana Plaza building in Dhaka, Bangladesh. More than 3,000 garment workers were believed to be inside. Hundreds are confirmed dead, many hundreds more missing. 2,000 survived the collapse of that building last week. With us on the line from Bangladesh is Anbar Hassan Itharajan, BBC Bangladesh correspondent. Anbar Hassan, thanks for joining us.
Hello there.
And I gather the rescue operation is finished. It's really all about just removing the debris.
Yes, I'm just outside this site of the collapsed building, and I can see the bulldozers, cranes, and earth movers have been working busily for the last few hours, removing the rubble from this building site. This building came crashing down on Wednesday morning. This contained a bank, a few clothing factories, and a shopping center. These rescue workers gave up hope of finding any more survivors past midnight, and soon after that, the authorities moved in this heavy machinery, and since morning, they have been breaking this building part by part and removing this rubble. And this incident has created a lot of anger here in this country, because more than 380 people have been killed so far and hundreds are still missing. As we speak, I can see below me on the road hundreds of people holding pictures of the relatives and friends who were working in this building earlier. They are still thought to be trapped inside this debris.
And what has this said about the garment industry in Bangladesh, or is this much more about the architecture of this specific building?
I think it should be both. And first and foremost, thousands of garments factory workers have been protesting in and around the capital, Dhaka, since this incident happened last week, demanding the arrest of the owner and also demanding better safety standards. One would think that since Bangladesh has emerged as one of the top exporters of ready-to-wear, low-cost clothing material, their factories also should be of world class. Definitely, there are many factories here. They are of international standards. And the factory owners say they have improved safety standards significantly in the last 10 or 15 years. But this is the third major incident in the last 6 months involving a clothing factory. Last November, a clothing factory outside the Dhaka caught fire, killing more than 110 people. I mean, we covered that event as well. So the repeated accidents in clothing factory means that there are some factories which are yet to meet the standards given by the international experts. And also, the government task force formed soon after the last November's incident also found out many of these factories, they do not meet safety standards. So that itself shows that the factory, the industry itself, has to go a long way. On the other hand, yes, indeed, there was some problem with this building's design. Last week, a day before it collapsed, cracks had appeared on this building, this particular building, raising concerns on the building safety. And what the survivors and eyewitness accounts and officials say, that the building owner ignored those warnings, and that's why he was taken into custody yesterday.
Before this growth, was the garment industry understood to be a dangerous profession in Bangladesh?
No. People here look at this industry in a very positive way. I know it exported $20 billion worth of ready-to-wear clothes, mostly to the European countries and the United States. You go to any high street in New York or in Washington, you'll find made-in-Bangladesh clothes. This has given opportunity for more than 3 million people, especially women from the rural areas. This has given lots of job opportunities for the people. So what is the balance? What many experts here would say is that now, 30 years on, now this industry is now going global. Now it is time for them to think about improving the safety standards here.
BBC Bangladesh correspondent Anbar Hassan Itharajan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.